Well, Ricky, not exactly our best performance of the season, but it feels like a defeat. We're one up, they're down to 10 men. What do you make of that one?
I know it feels like a defeat to you, but it don't to us. I think we've absolutely stolen a point, and we didn't deserve it. And, you know, I feel that pretty much for the whole game, certainly for the first period up until they got the man sent off and we went 1-0 up, they were completely dominant. We should have been 3-0 down. Then we got the goal, then the sending off, and you thought, hang on a minute, you know, we might... Our luck might change and we might get ourselves back into the game and get some control on it, and we didn't. And then the second half started pretty much the same way as the first. You know, an awful decision from centre half to handball it. I'm not too sure what was going through his head when he'd done it. And then from that point, you know, we just had no control in the game. And, you know, I thought if anybody actually was going to score, they looked more the likelier team to go and score. So I think we have to take the one positive out of the game, which is that we've come here and we've managed to get a point when playing really, really badly. So, yeah, what more can I say?
Yeah, they're a decent side, but we didn't really look on it at all, did we?
I just don't think we could have. We didn't cope with the way that they passed the ball. Just, you know, we've been excellent in pretty much the whole season with the way that we've defended and the way that we've managed to mark space and not allow teams to play in between our lines. And today we had a bit of a torrid time. You know, I thought that their 11 and the 7 in the opening periods caused us a lot of problems. The two wide men, the 8 and the 10 before they got sent off, the 9 was a handful. They were dropping it into him, they were getting runners off, the wide men were popping inside and they were picking up good possession and getting on a half turn. And you know, we really couldn't cope with it. And they are a decent side, and you know, I've got to give them some credit. Even when they're 10 men, they still pass the ball really, really well and cause us a few problems. So, you know, when you play in that game and you've got so many players for us that have underperformed and you're up against a team that are playing well, even when a man down, it's important that you don't lose. And, you know, we've managed to do that. And I think probably before the game, I would have took a point. So after playing so badly, the point actually is a really good point. So we'll
might prove vital in the end.
Yeah, look, we'll dust ourselves down now and we'll go away to Barton Rovers. I think that the one thing's probably clear, you know, we might have to make some changes, or, you know, assess whether we give those same players an opportunity to put things right Tuesday, or whether we feel that the players on the bench now need an opportunity to come back in. You know, we were let down by Jared Cunniff today, who didn't turn up, which is poor. You know, Daniel Moyes was missing as well, so them two will come back into contention for the squad on Thursday, and you know, we'll have a look to see how the three boys did at PNS and maybe look to shake things up and bring some of them back in, because today's performance wasn't good enough. It wasn't acceptable. You know, people do have off days and we'll accept that, but you know, we have to make sure that we go to Barton Rovers on Tuesday and be better. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be another difficult night.
Yep, okay, thank you very much.
Cheers.